The list of scheduled speakers at next week's Democratic National Convention is out, and it's being parsed for clues as to who's still in the running to be Joe Biden's running mate. He's expected to make that announcement any day now. Meanwhile, President Trump is floating the idea of accepting the Republican nomination later this month on sacred ground, the Gettysburg battlefield. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson is watching it all. And Mara, you know, some names in the running to be Biden's running mate are scheduled to speak, but not in the VP slot, you know, and I'm just wondering if that's a fool's errand to try to make that meaningful. You know, what do you think about that? And who do you think at this point is the, or are maybe the most likely candidates?
I think the most likely candidates are still that same handful of women. You know, Joe Biden has said he's going to pick a woman, whether it's Kamala Harris, Susan Rice, Gretchen Whitmer, Karen Bass. Those are the people who have been on the list for quite some time. And of course, Gretchen Whitmer is the only white female on that short list. But I think the list has remained the same. Sounds like he's about to make his decision because the vetting committee has pretty much disbanded. And it could be as early as today that we find out.
Well, so what do you think for everybody who's sitting home, you know, got all the names and the lists on whiteboards and, you know, trying to, you know, look at those tea leaves? I mean, should we be looking at the list of speakers?
Oh, I think that that's that is actually a fool's errand, but it's fun and it's going to be over very soon. It could be over today, so go ahead. But I still think, you know, of all my conversations with Democrats, all signs seem to point to Kamala Harris, but with the caveat that Joe Biden hasn't decided and he often takes his time deciding.
Yeah. Well, 100 prominent black men signed a letter hoping they could make him decide that it would be a black woman, because they said to him, you will lose the election if you don't choose a black woman as a running mate. And this was entertainers, pastors, business leaders, athletes. But I'm wondering, Mara, if you think that Biden really needed that public pressure. It would seem in this moment in time, that's the choice he'd want to make, one of these incredibly capable black
women. That's what I'd think. I think that letter was really aimed at Gretchen Whitmer. She's the only white person on that list. Everyone else is a person of color or a black woman. So I don't think he needed that kind of public pressure. But it does show you that of all the people on the list, there is a backlash brewing to at least one of them, and that's Gretchen Whitmer. You haven't seen the same kind of opposition, public opposition, to Kamala Harris, for instance.
Well, by the way, you're saying Elizabeth Warren is not in the running.
I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't think so. Although she's a thought leader in the party, and she certainly has influenced a tremendous amount of his agenda.
Yeah. The Democratic National Convention will be all online this year. What does that mean for the post-convention bounce that the candidates look for? Hillary Clinton got?
Well, first of all, who knows? Because nobody's ever run a presidential campaign in a pandemic. But most people I talk to assume that the post-convention bounce will be very small this year for both candidates, because they're not having the kind of big, excitement-filled, crowded conventions like we have in the past. That being said, the Democrats have had a lot longer time to plan for a virtual convention than the Republicans, because they've been scaling theirs back for months. And the big question is, are they about to produce the best four-night television show ever seen in history, or will it kind of be ho-hum?
Well, and they will be competing in that arena with a president who's obviously trying to make the best television show. What do you make of that tweet that he may accept the Republican nomination for president from the Gettysburg battlefield or the White House, both locations likely to violate ethics rules or just some people's moral sense of what's right to politicize? But, you know, this is a president that gave an interview to Fox News inside the Lincoln Memorial, gave an interview at Normandy. What do you think happens here?
Well, certainly Trump isn't worried about offending people's sense of what's right or wrong or any kind of norm. Now, there are legal questions, ethical questions about what kind of federal property you can make a convention nominating speech or acceptance speech on. And I'm sure the White House lawyers will be figuring that out. Is there some part of Gettysburg that he could be on without violating ethics rules? It's certainly a lot easier for the president to set this up at the White House. But he's clearly looking for the kind of dramatic backdrop, not unlike Mount Rushmore, that would give his campaign a boost.
A quick thought from you, Mara, on the fact that it's been primary season. It's primary day today for six states. The focus is on Minnesota. where the Democrat, the Representative Ilhan Omar, is facing a tough challenge. Other progressive candidates have done very well this primary season. What will you be looking for here?
Right. She's the only member of the squad left with a primary, the four young progressive women of color. And she has a really stiff challenge from an attorney named Anton Melton Moe. He's getting a lot of money. There's been a certain amount of unhappiness with her. There have been attacks on her for allegedly making anti-Semitic statements. We know that the other members of the squad have not had primary challenges. Rashida Tlaib beat hers back very handily. So that's what we're watching today for the Democrats. Yeah. How does Ilhan Omar do?
Right. And very briefly, the unemployed have now gone over a week without that additional money from the federal government. The president signed those actions and directives to address this. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the money will go out in 2 weeks, but he doesn't have the power of the purse. Congress does. And they're gone. They're out of session.
I think everyone's taking a big political risk here. For the president to sign these executive orders and then have people not get a bigger unemployment check or still face eviction, I think that he will be responsible for that. And then members of Congress, including the Democrats, they are allowing people to go without these unemployment checks, which, by the way, have kept the economy going in large part, they have stopped negotiating.
Not good.
Not good.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson, thank you.
Thank you.